Then comes the continuation of the main text, the same as Shaykh al-Islam, rahimahullah. وَمَنْ كَذَّبَ بِالْبَعْثِ كَفَرَ وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى زَعْمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّنْ يُبْعَثُوا قُلْ بَلَى وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُنَّ ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّعُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ وَذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ Surah Al-Taghabun, the 64th Surah, Ayah 7. Same Shaykh al-Islam, and whoever denies the resurrection is a disbeliever. And the proof is his saying, He the Most High, and he quotes the ayah from Surah Al-Taghabun, the 64th Surah, Ayah 7, with the explanation. Those who disbelieve claim that they will not be resurrected. Say, yes, by my Lord, you will certainly be resurrected. Then you will certainly be informed of that which you did. And that is easy for Allah. Shaykh al-Fawzan said in explanation, he's saying, Man kathaba al-ba'ti kafara. Whoever denies the resurrection is a disbeliever. He said, because he has denied a pillar from the pillars of Iman, and because he is denying Allah, he's putting the lie to Allah and to His Messenger and to His Book. Because Allah, the Majestic and Most High, informed about the resurrection. Just repeat the last sentence there. He said that he is a disbeliever because he has denied a pillar from the pillars of Iman, of true faith, and because he is denying Allah and His Messengers and His Books. He said, because Allah, the Majestic and Most High, informed about the resurrection, and the Messengers informed about the resurrection, and the Books informed about the resurrection. So whoever denies it, then he is a disbeliever, a kafir. And the proof is his saying, He the Most High, the ayah of the main text, and Shaykh al-Fawzan breaks it down and explains it. He said, زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. The explanation, those who disbelieve, they falsely claim. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, زَعَم means al-kadhib, means a lie, false claim, a lie. And لَنْ يُبْعَثُوا. The explanation that they will not be resurrected, they will never be resurrected. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so the ayah proves that denying the resurrection is kufr, is disbelief. They say there is no resurrection after death. The people of shirk and the worshippers of idols in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they used to dispute about the resurrection. And Shaykh Fawzan quotes some ayahs to prove this. أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا نَخِيرًا قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرًا Surah Al-Nazi'at, 79th Surah, Ayahs 11 to 12, with the explanation that they said, how can that occur when we have become crumbled bones? They said, that would be a return resulting in loss. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and they said, he goes further ayah, مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ Surah Yasin, the 36th Surah, Ayah 78, with the explanation that they said, who can give life to the bones when they have crumbled to dust? When they have become crumbled dust. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and from their disputing was, he quotes two further ayahs, أَيَعِدُكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِتْتُمْ وَكُنْتُمْ تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَنَّكُمْ مُخْرَجُونَ هَيْهَاتَ هَيْهَاتَ لِمَا تُوْعَدُونَ Surah Al-Mu'minun, the 23rd Surah, Ayahs 35 to 36. with the explanation that they said, does he promise you, this is in the context of the Prophet Salih, when he called his people to the truth and told them about the resurrection, that the disbelievers responded with this, does he promise you that when you have become dust and bones, that then you'll be brought out anew from your graves? How far-fetched is what you are being promised? Shaykh al-Razan said, to the rest of the sayings of the disbelievers from the previous nations and from the people of Shirk in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whoever denies the resurrection, then he will be along with those disbelievers. And he said, no one denies the resurrection except for a kafir, except for a disbeliever. And Allah the Majestic and Most High has commanded his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to swear an oath by him upon the resurrection. He said, قُلْ بَلَى وَرَبِّي. In the ayah of Surah Taghabun, of the main text, ayah 7, قُلْ بَلَى وَرَبِّي. With the explanation, say, yes, by my Lord. Shaykh said, this is a qasam, this is an oath. لَتُبْعَثُنَّ ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّعُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ. The explanation, you will certainly be resurrected. Then you will certainly be informed of that which you did. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, this ayah is one of the three ayahs where Allah commanded his Prophet to swear an oath upon the resurrection. And then Shaykh al-Fawzan quotes these three ayahs. The three ayahs where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam swore an oath, is commanded to swear an oath upon the truth of the resurrection occurring. So he said, the first ayah is in Surah Yunus, which is the 10th surah. وَيَسْتَنْبِعُونَكَ أَحَقٌ هُوْ قُلْ إِي وَرَبِّي إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ. Surah Yunus, 10th surah, ayah 53, with the explanation, and they question you, is it true? Say, yes, by my Lord, it is indeed true. And you cannot render Allah incapable. And Shaykh al-Fawzan quotes the second ayah. He said the second is in Surah Saba, which is the 34th surah. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَأْتِينَ السَّاعَةَ قُلْ بَلَا وَرَبِّي لَتَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ لا يعزب عنه مثقال ذرة في السماوات ولا في الأرض ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر إلا في كتاب مبين ليجزي الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم. سورة سبع 34th سورة آيات 3-4 with the explanation, and those who disbelieve say, the hour will not come upon us. Say, yes, by my Lord, the knower of the hidden and the unseen, it shall certainly come upon you. Not even the amount of the tiniest ant in the heavens or the earth escapes him. Nor anything smaller, nor anything greater, except that it is confirmed in a clear book. in order that he should reward those who believe and do righteous deeds. For them there will be forgiveness and generous provision. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so Allah commanded his Prophet to swear by him upon the resurrection and upon the establishment of the hour. And the third ayah, he said, is that which is with us from Surah Taghabun, the ayah from the main text, the 64th Surah, Ayah 7. زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن لَّن يُبْعَثُوا قُلْ بَلَى وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُنَّ ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّأُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ وَذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. With explanation, those who disbelieve claim that they will not be resurrected. Say, yes, by my Lord, you will certainly be resurrected. Then you will certainly be informed of whatever you did. And that is easy for Allah. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, so the wisdom, the hikmah, the wisdom behind the resurrection is recompensing the servants for their deeds. And he's saying, He the Most High, لَتُنَبَّأُنَّ means you will be informed, so that you will be informed of your deeds and recompensed for them.